This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, 4th of March, 2019, the most significant snowstorm of the season so far, and we're almost at the end of the season, the end of the snow season anyway, although I have memories of snow here in May, first part of May, not, that's something I look forward to. I hope to have the ice cream bus working by the 1st of May instead of worrying about snow, but the snow has stopped here. We actually have a little bit more than I thought we were going to get. I'm going to post on our DJV Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, a video I just took of Daisy trying to deal with taking a pee in the snow. So there's a...
Something we all deal with.
Right, taking a pee in the snow, yeah. Well, it's she has come. I'm so pleased with her. She's such a fabulous little thing. She's so much fun, and she's just, you know, when I got her, she'd been in a cage for 2 years, and she couldn't walk, and she'd been in her own squalor for all that time, just as she was bred twice, had two litters of puppies, because she's very attractive, and the puppies look great, but, it took its toll on her. But now she's become more than normal. Everybody can't, and they just look at her, and they remember what she looked like in May when I got her, and now how she gets around. But she was in Alabama. This puppy mill that she came from was in Alabama. So she'd never seen snow until she saw it this year. And she, at first, didn't know what to make of it. Now she runs around, rolls around in it, I would say we almost have a foot here of snow. I just started shoveling off the back walk. That's a lot of snow. And so she just sort of...
You were
died.
Trying to downplay it earlier. Now you're saying it's a lot of snow, huh?
Yeah, well, it's more than we've had in any other snowstorm. And, yeah, there's a reason for school to be closed here today. I did say what Jennifer's referring to is my comment earlier on about what a bunch of wimps we've become. And I still hold with that the whimper... Is it wimperiety, wimperization, whatever it is, we've become sissies. I think we don't deal with things well, like snow, snowing, it's winter, it's cold, it's the way it is. So live with it, stop complaining about it. And, you know, it was easy for me to say that when I spent all my time in California in the wintertime, but this year I haven't. This is the first year since 1993 that I've actually been here for a substantial portion of the winter. And so what I'll do when it's dealing with the reality. We spent the weekend on the farm. We had four huge hemlock trees that had been on this property. They were 150. We looked at trying to figure out how old they were, 150, 200 years old. And they have become diseased. So as the wind was bad last week, a couple of them blew down. One of them was dead, and the fellow who was here helping us, who has a tree outfit on and is located on my farm, he brought his big truck down that has this bucket that goes into the air 140 feet. Now, I'm not real thrilled about going up in a bucket. I don't mind flying. But being one of those, we've seen how the tree guys along the side of the road in these big bucket trucks. And this guy went up to the top of the tree, cut the top of it off, cut all the branches off, and we cut it in three pieces, and it came to the ground, and we cut it up and put it on the truck and brought it down to the wood pile. But it was, you know, not everybody can do that, so you're confronted with this stuff. I'm very independent about things like this, and growing up on the farm, we did all of these things, and so I don't have a problem with it. But a lot of people have had, as my neighbor across the street lost 5 trees in the storm, and doesn't know what to do. And I told him, you know, I'll help him cut up, because you don't have to move them now, you just cut them up and it's not like you've got to go up and cut the tops off. But he was lucky, as I was. One of the trees fell within a foot and a half of the house and knocked some power lines down, that kind of stuff. And that's what happens. This time of year, we've become so dependent, though, on electricity, let's say, or power. And so when the power goes out, we don't know what to do. What you do is you bundle up and hope that the bomb gets back before the pipes freeze, much as anything else. But remember, back in the era, there was no indoor water. People went out to the well when they wanted to boil enough water to have a bath or something. That's what they did. They had power for electricity. All right, so I went on farther with that than I wanted to, but I'll post this video of Daisy running around in the snow for those of you who'd like to see it. Facebook.com/DJV Show. On Twitter, we're at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. And so we have at Jennifer Horn now to get at what is the big story of the day.
Well, we've got another one jumping in to the big race, another Democratic candidate jumping in for 2020. It seems that it's almost every other day that someone new is jumping in. This time it's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. That's a very long name, as Doug mentioned. The bumper stickers
long
will be pretty
bumper
crazy.
Sticker. Yeah.
And on Monday morning early, he announced he's running for president, launching a 2020 campaign in which he will lean on his Western roots and decades of executive experience. He made the announcement in a video titled, quote, Standing Tall, which tracks Hickenlooper's life from laid-off geologist to owner of a brew pub to mayor of Denver and to governor. He touts his experience in a variety of fields as a key reason he should be the person to take on President Trump in 2020. Hickenlooper cast the president as a bully in a two-minute video that he released on social media after he filed his paperwork over the weekend. He said, quote, I'm running for president because we're facing a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. As a skinny kid with Coke bottle glasses and a funny last name, I've stood up to my fair share of bullies. He also adds that he's running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. He said he's proven again and again he can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver. He's the second governor to enter the 2020 field. Just last week, Governor of Washington State, Governor Jay Inslee, announced his official run, and of course he's the guy who's running as a single issue candidate. He's running all on climate change. So now the field of Democrats is at 14 official candidates. Six of those are senators. There you go. He'll be on Good Morning America.
How can anyone in today's age run as on a single issue? That just seems
it's so stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's also an issue to lose.
If you believe the polling, if you look at the latest from Gallup, where, and this is really important going into this year and next year because it shows you where people's minds are. The top three issues are immigration, healthcare, and the economy. Now, when you look at climate change, it's second to last on the list. We could argue all day long about whether or not it belongs there. That's not the issue. The issue is where it sits on the list
where
of issues that are
think.
Important to people.
Right.
And if it's second to last, and last, by the way, is the Russian collusion report from Robert Mueller, then you're doing it wrong.
That sounds like that's a poll of conservatives.
No, it's Gallup, and it's all voters. So
yeah,
I don't know. It just came
really
out in January, so...
I don't know a single person who's ever been polled. I've never been approached as leaving.
Well, that's what I said when everybody said Trump was going to lose. Sometimes the polls get it wrong, but it's also a good indicator to go, if I'm going to run a single issue campaign, is it wise to run with the one that's lowest ranked on the Gallup list?
I don't know. Yeah, any single issue is just stupid at this point as a platform.
It is not smart. Wouldn't say it was smart. Coming up,
very complex times.
Speaking of complexity, authorities have raided a suburban home in Westchester County, New York, and found enough fentanyl to kill 2 million people. The story in a conversational way after I bring you up to date on how you can create a fabulous impression. The smile that you have, smile, what's the old expression, smile is your umbrella, or smile is your... How does that go? Anybody remember that?
I always say smile and the world smiles with you, but I don't know about the umbrella.
Smile and frown and you frown alone. That's good. Okay, Jennifer, I'll go with that one. If you want to leave a great lasting impression with that smile, studies have proven that your smile is the most unforgettable part of you, the best feature of you. So if you would like to have a perfect, risk-free solution to getting rid of the yellow yuckabungas that are on your teeth, and it's, by the way, embedded in the enamel. And you need power swabs, which is the only teeth whitening system that pulls, extracts, if you will, the stains from the enamel, it doesn't remove the enamel. The enamel is the protection for your teeth, and without it, you get cavities galore. So you don't want to have that problem. What you want to have is white teeth, and you can get that smile back in as few as 5 minutes using Power Swabs. The first time you use it, you'll see the results within 5 minutes. Yeah. Then every 5, 6, 7 days for the next 10 to 12 weeks, you do the same thing. You snap the tube, you put the ingredients, which is an all-natural, sort of almost perfect combination of things that extract from your teeth. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's your original teeth or whether they're veneers or false, whatever it is, you will have a smile that you will love, guaranteed, or your money back. All right? So let's instant remove those stains caused by the tobacco, the coffee, and the tea. Easily done by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Use the DGV code, and they will sell you the product for half the retail price. You can't buy it online. You can't buy it in stores. You can only buy Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it? I know you'd like to have whiter, nicer teeth. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story of this. This is suburbia on steroids. Westchester County, one of the richest counties in the country. Suburban home doesn't look too extravagant, but for whatever the reason, the people who live there got the attention of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. They found 5 kilograms of synthetic opioid, 6 kilograms of heroin, and then they got some other street drugs as well, enough to kill 2 million people. These people are Jose Garcia and Braulio Mata, and a fellow named Dael Hernandez, all connected to you know what and you know who. The drugs that come into this country, so many of them come from Mexico and from south of the border. But the fact that the fentanyl alone had the potency to kill 2 million people, these people should be put in jail and never, ever have a chance to get out. Ever.
Well, the thing with fentanyl, too, it's, I forget what the comparison was, but 1 ounce of fentanyl is like 300 servings or doses of heroin. It's so potent.
21 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. Follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and never win it will be. I'm a sucker for you.
Have a new single, Joe, Kevin, and Nick, releasing a song called Sucker. Their first single in 6 years. Much to the delight of the fans around the world. Song's release, accompanied by a lavish video, which features the brothers performing in a Victorian mansion, stars the brothers' significant others, Kevin's wife, Danielle, Nick's wife, Priyanka. They just got married last month.
She was a significant
actress.
A couple months ago. Yes.
Has it been that long? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
No, there was a big deal made about that, though, right? She's older than he is.
Yes.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't think the age difference was a big deal, but it was a huge
deal.
Wedding.
Yeah.
She was Miss World on the pageant circuit, so she has...
Oh, is she?
She has a massive global following.
And
she's not
royalty
that well known
in
here.
India.
Yeah, she is.
Right. Sucker marks the much anticipated return of the Jonas Brothers since their hiatus began, 5 years ago? 2013, yeah. The trio, now signed to Republic Records, has yet to announce what else is on the way, but we'll share more when they take over the Late Late Show with James Corden, starting tonight for a week's residency. 4-day takeover dubbed Jonas Week includes the latest installment of Carpool Karaoke, of course it does, as well as a chat with Corden that will divulge the full story behind their reunion, according to a press release from CBS. Yeah. All right, so that's kind of nice.
Well, I think most people want to know. They just kind of randomly broke up and canceled their tour, and, like, the whole thing ended, and everybody thought, oh, they're brothers, but they must not be getting along. And now they're in all of each other's pictures all the time. They're back together, so I'm kind of curious about the story.
Yeah, me too.
All right, here's the
really
John.
Audience, though.
No, John Mayer. I don't know if he's my audience or not. I guess, he's some of the people in the audience certainly know and follow John Mayer. Launching a foundation focused on improving the health of veterans through real scientific research. Mayer announced the Heart and Armor Foundation, which plans to focus on veterans with PTSD, meeting the emerging needs of women veterans as well. That's a very worthwhile women. Sorry, man. What a can of worms. He publicly announced the foundation last Friday. He's been working on the organization for a number of years with the veterans, scientists, and clinicians. He said, quote, "We're going to the public with things like published research papers. Having raised enough money to really build some pilot programs, we have some really great data, and we want to be working first so that a lot of the questions were answered before we brought things to people by way of awareness." His father was a World War II vet. Part of the reason he started the Heart and Armor Foundation came after he visited the Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune back in 2008. He said, quote, "It was going to the wounded warrior brackets. I think that's what changed me forever."
Barracks.
It immediately.
Right, yeah.
What'd I say?
Brackets.
Oh.
He went to the barracks.
Yeah. I put the R in the wrong place. He did go there. I should be conscious of what I'm reading here. Correct. That's good, Doc. He said it showed him that his notion of what I think are the wounds of war completely wrong, the way in which I was proven wrong, was so compelling and fascinating and nuanced. Foundation has released 10 publications in peer-reviewed journals, developed an exercise-based intervention for PTSD, and created a screening tool for nutrition and women veterans, among other accomplishments. So, good for him. He deserves accolades for that. Good for the focus and good for the money-raising. John Mayer here on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there, I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at My.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a search for survivors of a deadly tornado in Alabama ends for the night, the Lee County Sheriff says they are now about to resume those operations, with the death toll already at 23.
We're going to organize search areas and quadrants, and we're going to start a more intensive search and cover areas that we've already covered and in some additional areas as well.
The National Weather Service says a second tornado may have hit the county as well. The hardest hit area appears to be around Beauregard, 55 miles east of Montgomery. Michigan Republican Representative Justin Amash says he might seek the Libertarian nomination for the White House in 2020, saying he believes the U.S. needs a leader who is, quote, presenting a vision for America that's different from what the Democrat and Republican parties are presenting. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's see if the ladies want to take some more shots at poor old me. It's Doug Steffen presented
the DJV.
Yes, whoa! It is me. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. The snow is here. I posted at facebook.com/DJV show a picture of Daisy about a half hour ago trying to find a place to pee in the snow. You can see how deep it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Other things happening around the country. This Alabama tornado, 20 people are dead, several others missing after some serious storms over the weekend down there. There is a lot of damage. I think the tornadoes are getting worse. You can blame it on climate, whatever you want to blame it on. But they are. This one was wider, I think. Wasn't it? It didn't have a pretty wide swath comparison.
Half a mile.
To most of
one
the
of them was a half a mile wide, which,
yeah,
that seems very, very wide for a tornado.
Yep. All right, Victoria, how are you looking at the world this morning?
Well, Oprah Winfrey is trending, and the reason for that is tonight at 10 p.m. on HBO, she is hosting a new special called After Neverland, and this will follow part two of Finding Neverland, the HBO documentary that it's a four-hour investigation into claims that Michael Jackson sexually abused. There are at least two accusers, Wade Robson, who's a very well-known dance choreographer, and James Safechuck, and I don't know who he is, but those are the two who in the documentary talk about their time with Michael Jackson. And Oprah is, in her After Neverland special, she will be interviewing Wade Robson and James Safechuck, along with Dan Reed, who is the director of the documentary. And this, they actually already taped this. It took place in New York City, and they filmed it in front of 100 abuse survivors. And so Oprah said she knows that she's going to get a big backlash from hosting this special, and she said that the movie is not about Michael Jackson, not just about Michael Jackson. She said it allows us to see societal corruption. And then at one point she told the audience, beware of people who just want to be around your children. Well, that should be a no-brainer. But so apparently she is well aware that the Michael Jackson fans, as well as the family and the estate, and that they're going to be coming after her next. So, because there's been such a backlash already with Finding Neverland and Michael Jackson's family obviously defending him. And Oprah has had a relationship with the Jackson family for a very long time, going all the way back to when she was, I think, like the first person allowed at Neverland Ranch to do an interview with him. And so it'll be, she said she knows that she's courting controversy, which is probably true.
4 hours. Who's got time to sit for four hours?
Part one and part two. So it was two hours.
2 hours and 2 hours.
2 hours last night and 2 hours tonight, yeah.
Yeah. And then it'll get repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. I wonder if you missed the first part. If you miss the first part, is it going to, are you going to miss something if you just watch the second part? I wasn't at all. I really wasn't interested, frankly.
Me neither. I'm like a little curious now, but I don't know.
And then one of the things they focus on is the what happened when he got hurt filming that Pepsi commercial in 1984. Some people speculated that that was the time when his life changed, when he got so badly. And a lot of people don't even remember what went on, but it was bad. It was a bad scene. And so whether that was it or – and I'm still not convinced – that all of this huzzerai about him and what the suggestion is that he was a pedophile, I'm not convinced.
Well, you know, the weird thing is that, and I didn't know this, and I'm with you. I'm on the fence. I don't really have enough information to form an opinion. But before going public with the abuse claims, Wade Robson, the dance choreographer, he was actually one of Michael Jackson's defenders, and he even served in, you know, the 2005 trial that Michael Jackson went through for the child molestation. Wade Robson was actually a defendant in the trial, and he defended Michael Jackson and said he was never abused by him. So it's very strange that now it's coming out that he was abused by him.
If it is true, I think there's a. I think it's just a very deep, dark story. I was just literally reading an article about it, and he had said, yeah, he was asked, and the other guy, Safechuck, were also asked to be defendants in that case, and that at that point they weren't ready to face, I guess, emotionally and psychologically the issues. And what they're alleging is that they were never touched by him, but that he groomed them and that he taught them how to do stuff and that he watched them and he performed oral sex on them and did a lot of other things when they were really...
So he did touch them then?
Well, I guess they had... He had them do it to him. I don't know. I didn't read up...
Got it.
All the details, but the weirder thing, and I guess it would make sense in terms of them coming to his defense, was that... you know, he told them that he loved them and it was them against the world and, you know, practiced these different drills for if someone came in and, you know, basically taught them how to explain what was going on if anybody asked. And I don't know, it's really hard to...
That sounds shady,
it's really hard to know because abuse is such a psychological thing. And so
it is, interpretive.
You're a kid, you might not understand what's going on and then you become an adult and you think back on what happened and you're like, that doesn't seem right. And I don't know. It's hard because I love Michael Jackson. And
Well,
I don't want to believe it.
there are all kinds of weird and, you know, the continuing focus on Robert Kraft as an example, charged with soliciting prostitution, the human trafficking sting, which 7-year-old billionaire does with his time. If he's that stupid, he wants to go to one of those places. But what really needs investigation, what really needs to be highlighted, what really people need to know is the illicit business structures that create these things, mm-hmm. the networks of criminals who are bringing in these women to work and live in these malls, performing these acts because they are promised some better life than what they had and where they came from. I don't know, how do you define that? I wouldn't have thought that that was a... But I don't know where they're coming from, but there's still no excuse for any of this stuff. It just the human trafficking thing needs not to get lost. I guess that's my bottom line
in
all of this.
Yep.
Hoorah. There's an anti-Muslim poster outside the West Virginia House of Delegates.
Not
connecting
outside, inside.
Inside, what did I say?
Outside. I'm just saying that it's not something that someone just put up outside. It's
No.
Inside? Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, in like a glass case in the building.
Right. Connecting the Muslim representative from Michigan, is it Ihan Omar? I never pronounced that name right, I don't think. But it's close to that anyway.
Close,
and the
yeah.
connection is to the September 11th terrorist attacks. Come on. I mean, I've got a lot of problems with a lot of the things that some of these people say, the Muslims and otherwise. But come on, this is just scare and stupidity.
The poster specifically said, you said you would never forget, like, at the top, and then it had a picture of the buildings falling, and it said, well, this is an example, like, here you are forgetting. I'm like, you can, just being Muslim has nothing to do with 9/11,
right.
and it's sickening to me.
All right, but what's more sickening is that we are pals with the Saudis, and there they happen to, they were all Muslims, and the Saudis were the ones that created the situation. We fall into this serious sucker mode when it comes to stuff like this, just because of who we think we believe in, George Bush and all of that crap that surrounded September 11th, and what Cheney knew about it more than anybody else, and going into Iraq, come on. Let's make your back feel better, okay? Before the rest of this half hour is all about being better. Springtime is just around the corner. You couldn't tell it by looking out the window today. Mercury's going retrograde. Everything is beautiful. If you have back pain and you stay in bed because your back, oh my God, it's really, I've had back problems all my life. And if you cringe at the thought of getting out of bed and trying to be active, you're not alone. If your everyday tasks seem impossible, then we're going to fix that. You'll be using Purity Products, the ultimate lower back formula, and in 15 days you'll notice a significant change in your body. And this is not a money-back thing because you get the first bottle free. You got nothing to lose, no cost. You can receive your free bottle of the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula by calling 800-291-4180. Just pay shipping. Call now for your free bottle, and your back will love you for it. Your body will love you for it. You'll be very happy with Purity Products and their Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. 800-291-4180. Get it now free. 800-291-4180.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour now in the DJV program. Cheryl Kramer K is with us, beauty expert, lifestyle expert. She joins us when there's something good to talk about with regard to fashion and beauty and that sort of thing. And with the snow, we're looking around. Okay, where is spring? Spring! Hello, where is spring? You can... Well, I suppose maybe one of the ways of looking at it, Cheryl, is that the clock moves ahead this weekend, spring ahead, fall back, so move the clocks ahead. But a lot of people say, I've had enough. What can we do? Maybe you can challenge all of us to be better when it comes to beauty, feeling good. What do we have?
Well, I can't change the weather, but when you're changing your clocks, I've got some good ideas for you.
Okay,
so
great.
Let's talk about sleep, because losing just that 1 hour during daylight saving time can really mess with your sleep schedule. It is tough on me. It's tough on my family. It's tough on everybody. In fact, it can take as long as a week to recover and get our sleep schedules back on track. So I have partnered with Natrol Melatonin, the number one melatonin brand in America, because melatonin is the one thing that can help my body adjust during this schedule shift. It helps you fall asleep even when your body isn't necessarily ready for sleep. I typically use Natrol Melatonin in either the fast dissolve or gummy form. Both are 100% drug-free and non-habit forming, and they help parents like me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and oh, thank you, God, wake up feeling refreshed. They are available at retailers nationwide, and the prices vary by retailer, but you can visit natrol.com for more information.
All right, so that's one good start. How about a couple of other ideas?
Oh, I've got so much for you. So as we transition from winter into spring, it doesn't feel like it today, but the weather is going to get warmer. And when that happens, people's acne tends to kick into high gear. So we'll all start to see more things like blackheads, whiteheads, moderate acne, or for some people, it's just the occasional breakout. But there are 50 million Americans who suffer from acne. And for all of us, an effective skincare regimen is essential. That includes gentle cleansing, hydration, and a prescription-strength retinoid. And that is why I am happy to partner with Differin. Differin Gel is powered by adapalene. That is the first and only prescription-strength retinoid you can get over-the-counter at stores like Walgreens without a prescription. And unlike other OTC acne products, Differin Gel isn't a spot treatment. You apply it to your entire face daily so that it can clear breakouts where they start, deep in the pores, and prevent new acne from forming. If your skin gets a little worse before it gets better, that's called retinization, and it is totally normal. You just use a mild cleanser and moisturizer with SPF to prevent further irritation. Now, you may see results. Yes, the retinoid is the best thing you can do for your skin. Now, you may see results in as little as 2 weeks, but optimal results may take up to 12 weeks. And because retinoids are new to the OTC category, Differin launched Retinoid Education Week last year to teach people not only how to think about, but also how to treat their condition. And that Education Week is happening again right now. And to celebrate, Differin is offering a coupon at Walgreens to save up to $3 on Differin Gel until March 31st. And you can visit Differin.com for more information.
All right, got time for one more quickie.
Great. Okay, so our last must-have for daylight saving is batteries. Duracell is on a mission to remind you when you change the time on your clocks, change the batteries in your smoke detectors as well, so you can keep your home and your family protected. Most people don't realize, and it's pretty scary, that two-thirds of all fire deaths occur in homes where smoke alarms either aren't present or aren't working. And fires cannot always be prevented, so it's important to make sure to get in the habit of changing the batteries in your smoke detector twice a year when you change your clock to ensure optimal performance. So remember to grab a pack of Duracell this week, and they're at retailers everywhere.
Yep, that's good. I think that is important to remember that, because a lot of times the clocks just go, oh, I'm going slower and slower and slower. Cheryl Kramer, K, here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I feel like I'm asking an Andy Rooney question. Ever notice how television themes inherently sound different than movie themes? Ever, you know, even when they jazz up television programs, make movies out of them, it still seems Mission Impossible is a pretty good example of that. This is the theme, however, from the TV show Soap, and we are playing it because Chuck Curry would like to acknowledge the passing of somebody from that TV show. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on the DJB show. Chuck, what do you have for us?
Well, because I was, you know, I was thinking of that show, Katherine Hellman, who was 89 years old, passed away on Friday. She was in the TV show Soap. She played the character of Jessica Tate. She's also on Who's the Boss, which is two long-running sitcoms. Also in the movie Brazil, I believe. But Soap ran from 1977 to 1981. All in the Family, in my opinion, is the greatest sitcom of all time, and probably the most edgiest by far. But Soap was pretty edgy also, and was very controversial back in the day, especially with the Catholic Church. They had a lot of issues and told people not to watch it. I remember going in my godmother's house one night, and it was on, and she turned the TV off and said, "We do not watch this show in my house." And I disowned her right there, and then I wanted no part of her. I love Soap. I thought it was so funny. Billy Crystal, Robert Mulligan, Robert Guillaume, who played Benson, and they spun his character into his own.
Very
show.
Recognizable.
But Soap was a really, really good sitcom. Very funny, very edgy, and very controversial back in its day. And she was very funny, so I just wanted to bring her up, passing away at the age of 89.
There's so much trivial stuff in the television comedies now. I was trying to think of when the last time was I saw a movie that I laughed. You know, I've said often on the air John Candy, who people thought was a great comedian. I didn't like him at all. By the way, this is the 25th anniversary.
I know. I saw that. You didn't like him? I thought he was a likable guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved him.
So Ryan, you loved him. Okay.
All of his roles are kind of the same. He's the big, jolly, goofy, funny guy.
Played the same guy. He played himself. Ryan Reynolds posted a tribute to him, which I thought was interesting, and it just shows how things move along. All right, so I really would like to know what happened at the box office over the weekend. I did not, the first weekend in a long time, I didn't go to the movies. I've forgotten even what was out that was new this weekend, but how did things shake out, Chucker?
Number one was How to Train Your Dragon, Part 3, $30 million, dropping off 45% week to week, decent hold, almost $100 million in 2 weeks of release. Now, Tyler Perry's The Madea Family Funeral, which I think is the 11th film in this franchise, supposedly the last. These movies make money, $27 million opening weekend. I've never paid to see one in a theater. I've watched them on cable.
I wouldn't watch it. I walked across amazing. The street to see them. Yeah.
We're not the audience either.
No,
it's a very niche audience.
Isn't Eddie Murphy? Didn't Eddie Murphy do the same sort of thing with different characters in a couple of movies?
He did.
Well,
Nutty Professor
and Coming to America. So, but still, that's a good opening weekend. Alita: Battle Angel, produced by James Cameron, $72 million in 3 weeks. This film has done like $350 million worldwide, although I hear its break even point's like $550 million. The Lego Movie 2, number 4, $6 million. I have a feeling you're not going to see that one either. $91 million in 4 weeks. And Green Book expanded on like 2,500 screens. I think the biggest expansion for a movie that won the Oscar for Best Picture. It did well, almost $5 million, $75 million to date on a $23 million.
It's a good movie.
Dollar budget. Yeah, I think it's a really good movie. You know, some people knock it for certain reasons, but I think it was very, very good, and I was glad it won the Oscar for Best Picture. One other bit of news, Fighting With My Family, 4.6 in week number 2, $15 million in 3 weeks, really 2 weeks of release. Talk about a movie that's funny, Doug. This movie, which you saw, has a lot of big laughs. I highly recommend it, and I wish
it
was.
Is it gone international? That's just, no matter how's it doing overseas, that movie?
I don't think it opened yet overseas.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it opened yet overseas.
What do you hear about Leaving Neverland, which was on HBO last night?
I watched bits and pieces last night. I taped it. It's very disturbing. They're gonna sell it overseas and put in a ton
movies.
Of different markets. I think when all is said and done, Michael Jackson's leg is gonna be even more shakier than it was like 15, 20 years ago. So we'll see how this all plays out.
So I just saw something that underscores what we were talking about with Grammar Day earlier, Victoria. Here's a line that reads, Saturday Night Live dived into Jussie Smollett mess with a tough Shark Tank spoof. It's dove, you dummies. All right, that takes care of it. Chugger, thank you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.